The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
I go on to North State and welcome to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on April the 12th. We're into cool April nights this week. We're into a lot of things this week, some good, some bad. But, hey, our phone numbers here are 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567. If you're just kind of like fluttering those little eyelids open, you're saying, how can I wake up to this? And then you turn up the volume. Well, pump that up today. Now, we also stream live on KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room and become part of the KCNR chat pack. And it's easy to do, and it's free, and we want to hear what you're saying. We've got a big show today, but we're also joined, of course, by our bon voyant, our man about town, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
Hey, Bad Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
You know, you just came rolling in here early today, just all pumped up and cheery.
Always lots going on.
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of cheery and pumped up, here she is. Are you pumped up today?
Well, it's nice. We have our... The studio feels bigger inside because it's been rearranged.
We have reconfigured the studio.
Absolutely. And we have a new board coming. And all kinds of changes are going to be taking place, you guys.
New satellite receiver rolled in last night.
Yep, a new board, and we're going to be changing up some shows that we'll be notifying you when those are absolutely going to be hitting the ground. And probably in the next few weeks, lots of announcements, lots of fun things going on. You know, it's really new, too, driving up here this morning.
Yeah.
Pulling in to the station. I parked in front today. Looking over my shoulder, you know, the skate shop over there.
Right.
They've painted a fabulous mural.
Oh, that's that one that... Oh, yeah.
They've painted a mural, and, you know, it's nice when you see a mural that's done with great detail, and it's just really cool. It's a kid in a skateboard and, you know, his tennis shoes and jeans, just kind of like he's hanging off the top of it.
Yeah, his legs are hanging off.
Very cool. So that was something new to come to. And also would like to share with you the weather. Mostly sunny today with temperatures reaching 67. And tonight we have a 30% chance of showers with lows of around 45 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Before we take a break, I want you to know I've got 3 sets of tickets in my hands. And I do one of the sets is for Anselmo Vineyards. I've been allocated 2 that I want to sell and 2 that I want to give away. So through the program, I will probably start off good morning to you and give off the first 2 tickets. So do call 605-4567, Thursday Show and Shine at Anselmo's. It's all day long. It is Kalani's, the fabulous... the Kalani's Kahlua Pig, Blue Ginger Chicken. I mean, it's a luau
Hawaiian
out there.
Hawaiian luau.
At Anselmo's, fabulous day.
John Stadelli.
They're going to have 95 cars.
Okay, they got 95 cars.
95 cars. First contracted chicken yesterday. First come, first serve. They're going to start at 8:30. So there's no reservations. It's first come, first serve. The cars.
Right. And the also they've got it's on officially from 10 to 5, I believe.
10 to 5.
And they're going to have the double take, great music. They're going to have also the people from American Graffiti,
right?
From Candy Clark and Paul Lamont and Bo Hopkins. I mean, come on, one of the greatest cruise movies ever made. And you're giving away 2 tickets.
I'm giving away 2 tickets right now.
605.
Are you awake? Do you want to go?
4567. They're worth $15 a piece. That's lunch. And everything that you can see up there, and it's free this morning, 605-4567. And we have got a lot of things going today. One, we're going to have Barbara Harrison in here at 7:30, so hang on for that. She's going to be talking Cool April Nights. And then At 8 o'clock, we're going to have Brigadier General Terry Paul. Brigadier General Paul, besides being a retired Marine general officer, which is not exactly the easiest thing to obtain in the world, but maybe probably not, it's not as hard as sanctum, but it's a pretty tough position. But after that, he left, and he's worked in Congress and up with Cassidy and Associates in the lobbying field. And a lot of people don't understand what a lobbyist does. But the one thing that General Paul has is that he does understand what's going on up there. And we're going to get his insights about what he thinks about what's going on with the budget, what he sees going on with the military, and especially what's going on in Libya. What's going on in Libya and Afghanistan? And you're going to be a little bit surprised probably by some of the things you're going to hear from him. But this is a man that has spent his last 25 years of his life in Congress, in the Senate, looking at it from both ways. He has to look at it from both ways, and he'll explain that to you. But right now, we're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Savings on gas this spring and head down to Wind River Casino to play the Spring Fling Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to ride off on a Piaggio Fly 150 scooter. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are simply amazing. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Friday, April 29th, where you could be one of three lucky winners to ride off on your very own Piaggio Fly 150 scooter. For more information on Wind River's Spring Fling Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head on down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new Piaggio Fly 150 scooter. It's better on the river.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 7:14 in the morning, April the 12th, and we are rocking on Cool April Nights Week. Well, I guess you
and
can't
you
see that.
You started rehearsing last night.
That's right. You know what?
You started rehearsing with Dancing with the Stars.
Those little seismic imprints that you heard was me doing a Twinkle. It's called a Twinkle. No, it's not a Twinkie. It's a twinkle.
So like a Twinkie defense?
It's a Twinkie defense. It's a twinkle. Did you know there is a dance move called the twinkle? And let me tell you what, after the 12th or 13th time and after Ms. Babcock hit me in the head with that chair, I was able to do it.
And he came home and said, would you like to see my twinkle?
And Linda said, sure. And she goes, oh.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, speaking of twinkle, speaking of, you know, things that make you happy, it's definitely something that's coming up for the Young Eagles this Saturday. And Jim Bremer's here to share with us what's going on.
Good morning. Thanks, Linda, for the opportunity. Yeah, we do this a couple of times a year. I'm president of the local chapter of the Experimental Aircraft Association. And in conjunction with a group of women pilots, the Mount Shasta chapter of 99s, we do this a couple of times a year. We take kids flying for free. Any youngster between the ages of 8 to 17 inclusive, so if you're 8 or 17 or anywhere in between, kids can come out, and local pilots volunteer their time and their airplanes and take kids up flying, maybe for the first time in many cases. The whole idea is to get young people interested in aviation because a lot of the pilots are aging, and we're trying to encourage young people to get more involved in flying to keep general aviation going in the United States.
Well, this is definitely it. Flying is one of your passions.
Yes, it is. I love it.
And so have you... did you start this Young Eagles Association?
No. The Experimental Aircraft Association, the national chapter, we're just a chapter of it. They started this back in the early 80s, and to date, there have been more than 1.5 million kids flown by this program, internationally, mostly here in the U.S., but typically we'll fly maybe 100 people, 100 young people, or maybe more on a Saturday event. It's happening at Benton Airfield this Saturday, and it's happening from 9 to noon at Hillside Aviation. That's where we're going to be based this time around, and sign-ups start at 8:30. We encourage people to get there early because we're having a limited number of flights because we try to wrap it all up by noon, and depending on the number of planes and pilots and young people who show up, we'd like to get as many young people a ride as we can.
Can you sign up early, or is it just get there on Saturday?
Just that morning. Okay. And, again, sign-up start at 8:30. Do want to mention you need to have a parent or guardian because there's some paperwork, obviously, that needs to be filled out. It's really neat because the kids get a logbook showing the aircraft they went up in and for how long. They get a picture of themselves with the with the pilot of the plane and the plane. And they also get something. They actually get a... kind of a ground school course if they want to pursue aviation, want to get their license. They actually, a company called Sporties has donated the use of an online course, so they can actually get a lot more information about flying.
Are they going to be flying, this is a question, experimental planes?
There'll probably be one or two experimentals, yeah. Home builds, as they're called.
So this home built thing,
uh-huh.
We talked about this before, Jim.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't hardly get me up into one that's been factory built. And uh-huh. So you're talking about one built in like somebody's basement?
Yeah, but keep in mind that it has to go through all kinds of inspection processes, and it has to be signed off by the FAA. It has to have, I believe it's 25 hours of restricted flying before it can be used for anything like Young Eagles or to take passengers up. So there are a lot of, I mean, it's not like, you know, you're going to get a hammer and some nails and some pieces of plywood and make your own airplane.
Duct tape. Duct tape's always good.
Duct tape is good. Right. Yeah, and in an emergency, duct tape works.
This is a great program you all
have.
It
really is. Yeah.
It really is.
Kids fly free.
That's
I mean, where can you go where kids can fly free? And it's happening on Saturday for the Young Eagles. It's called the Young Eagles Flights.
Mm-hmm.
And again, from 8 to 17. Don't just send your kids down there. Say, just go and sign up. You got to be there while they're
right.
doing
you
it.
You will not babysit them.
No, we're not going to do
fact,
that.
In fact, again. Unattended children will be flown to a different city and dropped off.
They'll be dropped off in Chico and see if they can find their way home.
There you go.
Also, I do want to mention a couple of other things we have coming up. We're really busy this year because we have the Young Eagles flights this Saturday. Next month, our chapter is bringing the EAA's B-17 to town. It's part of the Salute to Veterans Tours. It's a great event. Ground tours will be available, and if people want to take a flight, they can actually buy a flight on a authentic B-17. This was restored by the EAA a number of years ago. And that's coming up in May. Also in June, on Father's Day, mark it on your calendar, our annual event is called Aviation Day.
Ooh.
Big breakfast, a lot of planes on display, flights available, helicopter flights, all kinds of fun things. So anyway, thanks for the opportunity. Hope to see as many young people Saturday as we can get up there. And again, Benton Field.
We'll talk about it again before Friday.
Okay,
appreciate
that.
Friday. Yeah, we can do that. Push a few more people out there. And remember, they've got to be accompanied or you won't know where they're going to end up at.
Right.
All right. Jim Bremer.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim. Hey, you know, we've got a lot of things that we want to be talking about today. We've got to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, he voted for it, but now he says, oops, that was a slight mistake. You can't limit how much debt we have. How can that be, President Obama? How can you find out in such a short time that perhaps what you did was wrong back then?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe he needs to ask Glenn Beck.
Better do it quick. He's leaving Fox News. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Timberline Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling expert.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:23, April the 12th, and it is Cool April Nights Week. On 7:30, we're going to talk about that, but drivers have started to stop using as much gas. 3.6% drop compared with last year. Reading Searchlight, but it was a piece by the AP. They're saying is that about 70% of the nation's major gas chain sales have fallen, according to a March survey, by a drop of 3% or more, the sharpest since the summer of 2008 when gas soared to $44 a gallon. Well, guess what? It could be is because gas is getting to $4 a gallon. We drove over to the coast over this last weekend, and when we did, gas was $4.15, $4.20. That's for just regular unleaded in California. Get up to Oregon, it was $3.83, $3.85. Get back in California, it was $4 again. It wasn't until you got over the mountains and into California, up in Northern California, you started seeing it around $3.90. And then, of course, diesel is way over four. So drivers bought about 2.4 million fewer gallons for the week of April, a 3.6% drop from last year. And, you know, they're saying, gosh, you know, there's more people going back to work. There should be more people using gas. Wrong. People are seeing what the prices are, and they're starting to cut back. But let me tell you what the big impact on this is. It's going to be food. Your food prices are going up. Everything else is going to go up because the price of oil this morning was $1.09 for a gallon. I'm sorry, $109 for a barrel of oil. $109. It had dropped 8 cents. It has gone up something like 30-something percent in the last, I'm sorry, it's gone up 19 cents in the last month, a gallon. That's a gallon. And so this is why it's happening. And then yesterday in the news, it was talking about this tarry shale they found in Utah. A potential 250 million barrels of oil. And already the environmentalist fight has begun to keep people from using that oil, to continue for us to keep pushing and pushing and pushing our billions of dollars that we can't afford over to places like, ready? Libya. Oh, Libya. What about Libya? The African Union was there saying, hey, it's a ceasefire. And right after that, the assault started in one of the towns. What's going on with Libya? Well, we're going to be talking about that later on with our guest at 8 o'clock, Brigadier General Terry Paul, and what he thinks is going on there. You know, the crises that we have, and we keep sending billions of dollars over to people like the Saudi Arabians in the House of Saud, who says, wait a minute, you know, this stuff you're talking about, democracy, just doesn't really work over here. Oh? You keep taking our money. What was it somebody said? We ought to start charging as much for a bushel of wheat as they do for a barrel of oil. And maybe it'll, you know, even out here soon. You know, joining us just walked in and to pay off on his a walk a mile and her shoes. And he and I have everybody's name, by the way, everybody. I have your names. And then you'll be getting phone calls saying you were donating money to walk a mile in his shoes, in her shoes. Dick Fighton. Good. Hi, Dick.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, you're going to talk about real quick about Ducks Unlimited. We've got like a minute or two.
Yep.
Great night last Friday?
Last Friday was a great night at Wind River Event Center. We had 330 people show up for our Ducks Unlimited banquet dinner, and it was just awesome. We raffled off four trips to Argentina to hunt doves, and Glenn Hawes bid on that, and he's taken some people down to Argentina. It was a great event there, and our dinner ended up, it looks like my preliminary estimate of it is we'll do about $48,000 net that'll go to Ducks Unlimited, and that's a 61% efficiency, means 61% of the money we took in is going to Ducks Unlimited. And that's an achievement thanks to a great group of people, our underwriters, our donors. We had just a lot of stuff to give away in the raffles and the games and things of that nature. Once that money gets down to Ducks Unlimited, 84 cents of every one of those dollars goes into Habitat. So it's a very, very efficient organization that's keeping wildlife
Oh yeah, Habitat, you know, with and wildlife. The thing is, you put this up every year, and everybody works really hard, and the money goes to a good cause. People don't realize is that if it wasn't for the hunters, if it wasn't for conservation groups like Ducks Unlimited, and it'd be, oh, they just want to shoot. No, that's not all. Without Ducks Unlimited, probably you wouldn't be seeing all these geese. You wouldn't be seeing all these ducks. You wouldn't be seeing all the waterfowl that travel from Canada south. Because yeah. Ducks Unlimited and other groups like Ducks Unlimited, but Ducks Unlimited is the lead in it, did so much to save millions and millions of acres of land for conservation for the duck habitat and wild geese habitat.
Right, and all the other wildlife gets the benefit of that habitat also. Your deer, your foxes, your raccoons, your beavers and weasels and mink, and they all live in that habitat.
Well, I'm sure they're all a little happy together. Then you get out there and sing Kumbaya, and they link arms, and then they head south for the winter.
Well, as people exited, everybody said we're going buy our corporate table again next year, so we're expecting a sellout crowd again next
year.
That's
great. You know what? It's good, and we are so happy to be associated with that. We couldn't this time because we, you know, as we were leaving. But, you know, it sounds like you did better, so maybe you should pay us not to be there next year.
No. We want you back. You were missed.
Okay, Dick Fox.
Thanks very much,
Ducks
Carl.
Unlimited. No, thank you for what you do for the conservation and, you know, for this. I mean, it's something that people need to be involved with because non-hunters don't. And you'd see all these ecology groups that don't, you know, say this, but they don't, you know, walk the walk. All right. When we come back, we have a surprise for you at 7:30. And we also have Barbara Harrison right after that. It's going to be exciting here over the next 10 minutes. I bet you, you're never going to guess on who's coming in right after these messages. This is KCNR 1460. It is 7:30. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And this is Free Fire Radio.
2009, that increase driven by surging oil prices. And Cisco Systems announcing plans to shut its Flip video camera division to focus more on other areas of its consumer business. This comes a week after CEO John Chambers vowed to take bold steps to narrow the company's focus. The shakeup will result in the loss of 550 jobs. Cisco will take up to $300 million in one-time charges in its third and fourth quarters as part of the plan. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare from Slime. Available at Walmart.
Every spring for 90 years, America's cowboy men of steel have come to Red Bluff with something to prove. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Tehama District Fairgrounds will be home to World Champion Rodeo. The 90th annual Red Bluff Roundup is on. The superstars of pro rodeo go head-to-head for the money, the fame, and earn their spot in rodeo history. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Night. Saturday is Ronald Bank Day. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. But get your tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com. Or Diamond W Westernwear in Chico this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And hey, don't forget the Diamond W Westernwear Big Dance Saturday night after the rodeo featuring multi-platinum artist Mark Wills.
Oh, it was 1970-something.
Oh, there's no doubt the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Recently, my wife had her annual exam at MD Imaging. And she had said that she'd went and got a call back later that day. One of the technologists at MD Imaging said that they might have detected something. Through the course of the conversation, they told her that they were just double-checking things. She said she actually felt better than going the first time because the staff member reassured her that it's just precautionary measures. Upon the re-exam, nothing was detected. So it was a great sigh of relief for both my wife and I. And I'd like to personally thank MD Imaging and their staff for just taking the worries out of the whole process and just eliminating one big worry from our lives and putting smiles back on our faces.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health. MD Imaging. Trust.
Furniture for life. Kubler's Furniture.
It's the biggest sale of the season. Name brand furniture at huge savings. Come celebrate spring at Kubler's Furniture. Freshen up your home with gorgeous new furniture from name brands like Broyhill. Put a bounce in your step with a good night's sleep on a new mattress as low as $399 for a plush Queen Simmons Beauty Rest set. Or spruce up your living room with a new sectional sofa with ottoman, just $699. Plus great financing for qualified buyers. 6 months interest free. Kubler's Furniture, the biggest sale of the season. Give your home a fresh new look for spring. The savings are in full bloom right now at Kubler's Furniture. It's the biggest sale of the season. Follow Kubler's on Facebook and get in on your chance to win the weekly Friday freebie giveaway.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
KCNR Radio and KCNR 1460 and your own version of the Beach Babes.
This is KCNR. That's right. And we love our chat pack. You know, we are so excited. Two very special people. First of all, we'd like to introduce Barbara Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning, both of you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking what's going on with Cool April Nights. And on the phone, legendary actress Candy Clark.
Hey, good morning, Candy.
Hey, thanks for the intro. It was bigger than I expected.
Oh, hey, I tell you what,
legendary.
We're singing. You know, we're singing. It's legendary. It's American Graffiti. It's Candy Clark. Yay!
Oh, wow. So.
By the way, they call me Toad, just in case.
Toad. They call you other things,
they
too.
They call me other things, too.
Where did you go when you went missing in action, Toad?
Well, I was just like behind this tree, but you know, I found my way back.
Well, Candy, welcome to the program here on KCNR. So glad that you're calling in. And tell us what the what we can look forward to your involvement here during Cool April Nights this week. What's on?
Well, I'm going to be at the winery. And I can't remember
and Selmo's,
the name of the whole winery.
And Selmo's and Vineyard.
And Selmo Vineyards, okay.
Yes,
that's their
yes,
show and shine
yes.
is this Thursday.
I'm going to be there Thursday, and he's having a car show, Reverge.
Yes.
Right.
And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we'll be at Cool April Nights somewhere in Reading.
Oh, fabulous. Well, it's very close to actually with us this morning is Barbara Harrison. And Barbara Harrison has been involved with Cool April Night since its inception here, which we're going on how many years?
22.
I am so excited. I've been wanting to do this show for years. I've heard about it. I hear it's really great.
Well, people come from all over the world for this particular show, especially, you know, they come down from Seattle and Oregon and Nevada, and this is a premier West Coast show.
That's what I hear. How many cars?
1,800.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we bring in close to 20,000 people come rolling through here.
20,000 people, yeah. I want to meet them all.
Well, you might have a chance.
One at a time, though.
You don't have that much time.
Hey, I have 3 days.
Yeah, you have 3 days. So.
And then the fourth one is at the winery.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
So, Candy, what would be in your opinion as an actress, your top three films?
American Graffiti, number one. The Man Who Fell to Earth, I would say, number two. And those are my top two. And then I've got various and assorted other films trailing behind.
Oh, there you go.
Well, okay. You know,
over 50 films.
You know, can't
The Blob, Blue Thunder, more American Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, you were in Blue Thunder. I just saw that the other night.
Yeah, with Roy Scheider.
Yeah. And but you know, to be a part of American Graffiti, which has become part of Americana, an icon movie. I mean, and do people always think of you as that person?
Yes, and I'm proud to rest on that laurel. Really, I am. You know, I met Jeff Beck at a show in December, and I didn't know it was Jeff Beck, and he said, I am your biggest fan. I've seen it 3,000 times. So
3,000 times.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you here in Reading. All of us will be up at the Anselmo Show and Shine on Thursday. And Candy, thanks so much for calling in. We just want everybody to know that listens to KCNR that just hear your voice.
Other thing, Bo Hopkins and Paula Matt are supposed to be here with me.
Yes,
that's right. Wait, we've got a few things rolling in also on the chat room, but we're hoping to have all of you all here on Thursday to say hello and let our folks get to know you that way too.
Okie dokie.
All right, Candy. All thanks right. so much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right. In the studio, again, is Barbara Harrison, who has been leader of the pack, truly, in one form or another for the last 22 years here with Cool April Nights. We're going to take a break. We come back. Let's talk about what's hot and what's going on this week.
And what's not.
Huh? Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Carla Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. Let's go. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
University can help you advance your education and achieve your goals in a variety of careers. From the flexibility of a general psychology degree to clinical and non-clinical areas of study, our psychology programs prepare students for success.
Areas of study available include organizational behavior, sports psychology, human behavior, psychology, counseling psychology, and educational counseling, so you can apply your knowledge and skills in a number of fields, including sports and education, or for organizations of any type.
National University is an accredited nonprofit institution that makes it convenient to get your bachelor's or master's degree with a one course per month format, programs available online, and an accelerated pace that allows you to earn your degree faster.
Learn more at nu.edu or visit our Reading campus at 2195 Larkspur Lane.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hi, this is Jerry from Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert. And visit us at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
Nothing better than Fred's eggs. We're revving up our engines and it's sounding mean. Tag it up, talk it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Welcome back to Free Fire, ready? KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Dish Satellite. Right here in town, local guy, Doug Tooley. He does good work, and do not call the 800 number. If you call the 800 number, you're going to get somebody, maybe not even from this planet. But if you call 244-1988, you get Doug Tooley or Heather. They guarantee their work. They're quick. They're professional. And you, if you need to talk to somebody, you talk to somebody right here in town. Keep your money local, my friends. And the way you do that is by calling Doug Tooley at 244-1988. 1988.
All right, Barbara Harrison.
Good morning.
Is in the room and she's got her cool April Night
shirt on.
Well, like 2007 would have made it the 15th anniversary.
Correct.
And so what year, what are the shirts?
No, it would have made it longer than that, but that's 18th. Okay.
18th. So what do the shirts look like this year?
Oh, they're pretty much just like what's on the cover.
On the cover, cool.
Cover of our magazine.
All right. Bright and colorful. Yeah. Really cool. Okay, here you go. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you have a list there of all the show and shines. They're going on constantly. Everybody seems to be doing show and shines this year. There's probably four or five more than we've ever had before, which is really good because that gets everybody out of the garage and off the couch and out enjoying the festivities. The fun entertainment that we're starting Wednesday night that we have never done before, we're letting Club Cougar Kids take over. and do a benefit in there. They need some money to go to Chicago. And so this is really important for people to come out and support these kids. We're giving them the venue. We're decorating it, but they're doing everything else. They're serving the food. They're dancing. They're playing music. They're doing it all. So it's just going to be great.
We had a group of them on yesterday.
They are
cute kids. And I tell you what, they have a vision in mind of what they want to do, and that's great.
Okay, now today is April 12th. And
correct.
So today,
I hope.
Today, Kubler's Furniture from 11 to 7 will be a show and shine. So, you know, you can't miss that.
Kubler's is a great place anywhere.
Lunch hour, get in your car. It's beautiful out. Absolutely beautiful out.
I think they're doing hot dogs and hamburgers and all that sort of thing. I'm not sure.
And then Wednesday, April 14th, registration begins.
Darn.
And Cool Corner, that's where you can buy your merchandise. So you can get your Cool April Nights merchandise before, get ahead of the crowd.
And please remember, if you are one of those doubting Thomases about our wonderful weather in Reading, it's looking pretty good right now. We've had a lot of clouds skirting around us, so we will be taking late registration at the convention center. Delia will be set up there by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so don't hesitate.
It's going to be great weather. Okay, don't worry about the weather. It's going to take care of itself.
No, it's right.
It's going to be good.
It has for the last week. We've been saying rain, and we haven't had it yet.
That's right. We're going to be doing good.
Well, then every day we're going to be announcing what's going on. But let's talk about on Friday and Saturday, and you've got a special car that you made have happen. That's going to be a memorial.
Doug talked about it a little bit yesterday. One of the things, I don't know if he mentioned this part of it or not, the actual car that's going to be on display inside in DreamWorks inside the convention center is not the original car that this gentleman bought. The wife wanted to keep that as a memento, so that's in her garage. What the club went and did was bought another car, and they completely redid it the way he wanted to have it done. And now it's up for sale for a college fund for the daughter, which I think is pretty significant. I had over a 45-minute conversation with this wife. I was in tears. I was absolutely in tears, and I'm beginning to do the same thing now. When I think of all that she's gone through with building this car and her husband being sick on top of losing a very good friend. So it's pretty traumatic, this whole story. So I told her I put it inside. We put a for sale sign on it. I normally don't do that. I don't like for sale signs on inside cars gorgeous like that. That's what we're going to do to try and help her sell this car.
The question that came up, can you still enter cars? It's not too late, is it?
Inside, no. I'm done.
Okay, you can't.
I don't have any more room inside.
Okay, inside.
Right. Outside, yes. You can go and pre-register still.
Still pre-register and put a car outside.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep, and be able to get in the cruise.
And there
without that cruise pass, you go nowhere.
That's right. Without the cruise pass, you go nowhere.
Yeah, you go nowhere.
That's right. And in fact, they shut down all the streets for 6 miles in circumference.
Yep. Howard will tell you all about that on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got to figure out where we're going to be.
I know exactly where we're going to be.
Tobacco and Brew.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tobacco and Brew, right there. Because,
nice hamburgers.
Because they got hamburgers. They've got it all for, and you can sit right there in the perfect spot on Friday night.
That's right.
And watch it cruise at Tobacco and Brew. And you've got even parking behind you and a way out from the, behind it all.
That's another thing. I've only been to one cruise in 22 years because I can never leave that convention center.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Barbara, some of the things that we're trying to get through so many people that like to come is that there is a city ordinance that you've got to leave your pet at home.
No dogs.
No dogs. And a lot of people just don't want to go somewhere without their dog. This is the night. Because they're going to be looking this time.
They're going to discourage you from coming across that bridge with a dog. And you can't get on the Rabba bus, I don't believe, with a dog. So there's not much point if you're going to park your car at the Rabba station and take the bus across.
Unless, of course, they're service animals. Then that's different.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing. Right.
Now, and that's the big thing, too, is that we need to push is don't walk. You can just park your car, hop onto a Rabba bus, and they will take you over one of their blue buses.
It is so easy.
One of their newly painted blue buses. We won't even get into that, though, right now.
With cool all over it.
With cool all over
it.
There you go. Okay, look, we're going to take a quick break and come back and finish up this session with Barbara and then push her out of here because she's got a lot of things to do. And you know what? It's Cool April Nights. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a
Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Convention Center for the 22nd annual Cool April Nights Car Show, April 13th through the 17th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's non-stop entertainment featuring Kids Unlimited, Foothill High School Jazz Band, Double Take, and the Fabulous Diamonds.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's, Napa stores, and Dutch Bros.
Don't miss the 22nd annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Convention Center, April 13th through the 17th. Brought to you by KHSL, Peterson Tractor, Fox 20, I-5 Rentals,
KNVN, Shasta.com, Union Bank, Paulson Catering,
Aramark, KRBU, Campora Propane, Best Western Hilltop Inn,
Record Searchlight, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Pepsi, Michelob Ultra,
Cross Petroleum, Hilton Garden Inn, Napa Auto,
C.R. Gibbs, Drosher Equipment, A&I Engines, Wind River,
Crown Motors, and Dutch Bros.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Pat Patterson. I fish. I fish a lot. I'll be reporting for North State Outdoor News.
I'm E.B. Dugan, deep fishing guide of Willow Creek. I report on the Trinity River every week for North State Outdoor News.
I'm Jean Billiduc. I'll be calling in from our last frontier, Surprise Valley. I know you'll enjoy my yarns on North State Outdoor News.
And I'm Frank Galusha, your host for North State Outdoor News from MyOutdoorBuddy.com. Tune us in every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Shut you down. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:53 in the morning on April the 12th. And yeah, we are rocking because this is Cool April Nights Week. You know, we're gonna play from 7:30 to 8 every morning. And then we've got a number of other guests that'll be rolling in, like at 8 o'clock or 8:05 after the news. Will be Brigadier General Terry Paul. We'll be talking things that are going on in Washington D.C. Okay, but.
But right now we have Barbara Harrison, and it is the time for rejoice because it's here again, and it's almost 2,000 cars, and in the program, everybody wants to get a hold of the program. What is it that you wanted to talk about?
Well, there's another little car that's been locally built. Tom Spade had a hot rod in there two years ago. Now he's built this truck. It's a little green truck, and folks, it's all electric. It's all batteries. It comes up on the side of you, and you don't hear nothing.
Well, you know, I
think it's cool.
I think that's cool. You know what? But you know what? Frankly, I want to hear boom, 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 boom. I want to hear every time that cam turns around that the car kind of shudders.
Well, you're wealthy enough to pay for the gas. You go right ahead.
No, you don't understand.
I just
keep cutting pay on people. You know, Bob's on a bicycle now. It's good for him. It's a lot of exercise. So, but you know what? That's, I mean, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
And it does. It's a great looking car. It's a new concept, and I do want to see it. And yes, it is the future. But you know what? I think people come here to see these 67 muscle cars, these, you know, these 55 Chevys. You know, I mean, this whole thing, that's what you go to see. And they're cruising down the street going, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I want to see flames coming out of the mufflers.
Well, RPD like doesn't, okay.
I want to see that. I want to see. Of course, it could be an accident in our case.
That's what I mean.
So anyway, reading through this, he started with a 36 Ford pickup.
Right.
And he fitted to a 32 Ford frame.
Right.
He shortened and he channeled it.
And look at all the batteries he put in. I think some, I don't have my glasses on, but you.
He opted for a 100 horsepower motor that was originally intended to deploy and retract the landing gear on a Boeing 737 liner.
Correct.
And you put 10,000 triple C batteries in.
That's it.
Triple A batteries or something like that. No, well, I'm just kidding.
It's an astronomical amount, though. It's a lot.
24 6-volt deep cycle batteries,
there
enough to supply the motor with 144 volts of electricity.
So this is going to be inside my show. And
plugged
I'm really, yeah, plugged in. Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Carl did. I'm really excited about people seeing this because there's a lot of passion and love into this thing.
Well, you know what it is, and you know, I find humor in so many different things. But, you know, this is the future, though.
If
you see people building like this, you know, electric cars that you can get around town.
We also have a really neat green car coming from Crown Motors. That's going to be featured in the entry. So I haven't seen that yet, but they're bringing that over too.
And
so.
Bonneville Racers.
Oh, yeah. The stage is going to be six salt cars, and there's also going to be a tribute to the Bonnet boy that was killed last year. So we're doing a memorial for that too. So that's going to be really special. So we're going to get that all set up on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, you know what, we're so happy to be a part of this.
And, we are too. We're glad to have you guys.
And our sponsor, you know, like Tobacco and Brew, that is, they are having a spot right down there. And that we can't say enough that about that. That's where we're going
to
be.
Now, you get to see the Double Take when you're up at Anselmo.
We are going to do it on
and
Thursday.
I am really,
right.
really proud to say I know these guys very, very well. Dwayne and I kind of halfway discovered them at Lulu's Bar.
Is that right?
Got to talking with their dad many years ago. Oh, you guys have got to hear my boys, blah, 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 blah. Okay, it sent us home with a tape. We took it home, and we both said, wow.
Well,
and
they're
been
great.
Hooking them ever since.
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah. And they're going to be up there in Somos on Thursday.
Now, where do they reside?
Sacramento area.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're married now.
And then the big thing on Friday, I mean, this is just one whole, I mean, people don't realize that, you know, It isn't just something about cars. It brings a lot of people that spend a lot of money in the city of Reading.
And remember, we donate to children's charities, and that's all we do.
And that's where the money goes to. It's not like it stays and, you know, and say, hey, let's just have a big party afterwards and drink as much beer as we can.
Well, according to the program, over $300,000 last year was raised, and it went towards, what was the charity last year?
Oh, my gosh. It went to the Y. It went to the Burn Center. It went to, there were several different
local
places.
Local charity. It all stays local. That's the other thing.
Kids Unlimited. I mean, stuff like that.
It doesn't go to like a national charity where it just gets sucked up into a maw.
No.
Okay, that's, you know, and that's also so important.
Yeah. Well, the Y was a big thing because we reinstated their swimming program, so that was
great.
Really cool.
Oh, man.
Super.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
See, that's what it's all about. You have, but it's taken so many volunteers. And Barbara Harrison, we applaud you. We applaud
you.
We applaud you with all of the tenacity and the can-do that you. Every year, I can just think, you know, I imagine the magnitude of an event like this. You start thinking about it the day after it's done.
We do. We do. We start planning for the next year. And thank God for the wonderful board we have because everybody's contributed. And that's what's put it all together. It's really been a good board this year.
So what do you do usually after all of these years? Here comes year 22. What is usually, do you have a ritual when it's all over?
It's called collapse. Take a deep breath and collapse.
Do you just veg out at home for about 3 days and
Absolutely.
Don't even think about calling me?
You know, Sunday afternoon after the last car goes out of the convention center, it's not a letdown, but it's just a release like another year. It's done. We did it right when everything went good, but it's time to start thinking of next year.
Well,
wow, it's like planning a huge wedding.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where does everybody go? So, quickly, can you give us a number-ish about what kind of, besides 2,000 cars, about how many people come?
Could be 10,000 people come over that bridge.
Okay.
And just that's, in that that's one our spot. Gate
just
money,
that,
and that's
just that one spot. And that's, yeah.
No, they're coming up over the.
Well, I know that, but I mean, too. But I mean, mm-hmm. it's at just there because and all the other people that show up everywhere else.
And we need that money on Saturday.
That's right. Okay,
thank you.
We're
going to
be talking
Harrison.
About it all thank week you. Long. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Amid all the talk of cutting spending, raising the debt ceiling, Congress still has yet to seal last week's deal funding the government through September. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Now that deal cuts nearly $40 billion in spending over the next 6 months, but won't get a final vote until late this week.
We'll cut billions this week, and we'll cut trillions this week.
House Republican Whip Kevin McCarthy foreshadowing additional cuts Republicans will fight for as part of the 2012 budget. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid claiming a victory for Democrats.
Examples of programs Republicans wanted to destroy. But the Democrats demanded we protect.
Provisions that would have stripped funding for Planned Parenthood and the EPA were dropped by Republican negotiators. Dave?
Jared, Japan's radiation crisis isn't as bad as Chernobyl so far, but the nuclear crisis has now been raised to that level. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has this live.
Yes, they're calling it a major accident because operators seem unable to extinguish reactions inside three reactors and because of the ongoing radiation release, which might now affect other countries, including America. But Japan's government insists radiation spilled so far is just 10% of that at Chernobyl, and Japan's prime minister today saying don't panic. To date, there have been minimal threats to health. Dave?
Alistair, a woman has just been convicted in Massachusetts for withholding cancer treatment from her autistic son, who died 2 years ago. Kristen LaBrie found guilty of attempted murder and child endangerment. She claimed the chemotherapy made the boy so sick she was afraid it would kill him. The jury didn't buy it. Two planes are being inspected for damage in New York the morning after a fender bender.
Don't make the left on Alpha Air France. They think she may have hit somebody.
A Jumbo Air France jet clipped the tail of a Delta Connection flight that just landed at JFK Airport, spinning the little plane around. No one was hurt. Ohio has just killed a killer, a man who beat a fellow jail inmate to death for changing the channel on TV. Clarence Carter injected with a single execution drug. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
It's a war that nearly tore the nation apart, and it started 150 years ago. And for days leading up to the anniversary, there have been reenactments in South Carolina. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown was there, now here live.
Dave, no matter what you believe led to the Civil War or the war between the states, those who study it and take part in living history reenactments hope you at least learn how many lives the war cost both sides.
It was around 350,000 federal, 250,000 Confederate. Obviously, it was a tragic situation that could have been avoided with understanding.
Roger Harley and hundreds others today are playing the parts of Union and pre-Confederate South Carolina militiamen battling for control of Charleston Harbor, firing cannon and mortars at Fort Sumter, Dave.
Evan, the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan up until last year was General Stanley McChrystal. He stepped aside after making critical comments of the Obama administration to a magazine, but now he's getting a new job.
Retired General Stanley McChrystal will head up a three-person advisory panel for the Joining Forces Initiative. It's aimed at getting private sector involvement in helping active military and their families deal with the stresses of deployment.
Citizens, communities, businesses, nonprofits, faith-based institutions, philanthropic organizations, and government.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. In a statement, the First Lady said General McChrystal will be a unique and powerful advocate. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
They might have found a ninth body in a possible serial killer case in New York yesterday.
At around 3:30, officers discovered about 96 feet north off the parkway, all right, what appears to be a human skull.
Nassau County Police Detective Kevin Smith, the bodies found in remote areas of Long Island in New York. We are seeing selling on Wall Street. The Dow at this hour is down 140 points, even as oil goes down a couple more dollars a barrel today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning on April the 12th. It's cool April night week. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Jump into KCNR1460.com, click on it, and listen to us stream live, and you also join our chat room for free. Only thing we ask, of course, and our disclaimer for that is civility. That's right, civility, which we are all proud of.
And so far, it has been everybody has been civil.
Yeah, always has. And the weather today.
Mostly sunny with a high of 67, 30% chance of showers this evening, with temperatures of around 45 degrees. Tomorrow, Wednesday, there's going to be about 70% chance of rain with temperatures at 56. And Wednesday evening, a slight chance of showers with a low of 42. But that's not going to stop us from going out and seeing the show and shines
that's
all
right.
over the Reading.
All the cars in the area, and especially Thursday up at Anselmo's Vineyards, because they're going to have not only about 100 cars up there and a luau going on, but all the stars from American Graffiti are going to be up there. Okay, now, what we promised today on this segment of the show is our guest, Brigadier General Terry Paul, retired United States Marine Corps. Good morning, General.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hoorah.
Oh, hoorah. Wow. You are awake and alive and sound like you're just full of information.
Yes, I am full of a lot of things, yes.
Well, General, we wanted to we haven't had a general on the show in a while, plus one that works back in D.C. And we wanted to talk about what your thoughts are about what's happening in the world from what you see there. But let's talk a little bit about you first. I know that your career was in the Marine Corps, and that you handled billets anywhere from platoon commander up through into the division. And you were co-founder, and a lot of people don't realize this, but a co-founder of the Marine Corps Infantry Officer School.
Yes, that's probably one of my greatest accomplishments on active duty, because the Marines did not have anything like that, and it took three captains over a cold Budweiser one night to come up with the idea and then go through the bureaucracy to establish it. So I think that's where I first met you, too, in that regard. That was very exciting time.
It was. We were, and the general back then, as you said, was a captain. And what the Marine Corps was doing back then was, after we went through the basic school, is where every officer, whether you're an aviator or supply type or an infantry officer, all goes through the same training. At the end of it, the other officers, if they had another specialty like aviation or supply or anything like that, would go off to another school. And then the infantry officers were sent straight out into the divisions, out into the FMF. And then what General Paul did, along with a couple of other captains, said, you know what, we need to specialize their training also and give them some extra information that they're going to need before they go out, and that's what you started.
Yeah, so, you know, the assistant commandant of the Marine Corps today is a four-star by the name of Joe Dunford. Joe was in our second infantry officer's class, and we laugh about those days, but every Marine officer now on active duty that's infantry has gone through that school, and it's a great, great success.
Now, you were, you know, from there, as you went through your working your way up through the chain of command, you ended up spending some time in Congress and the Senate as the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Marine Corps.
Well, that's true, and it's an unusual job, Carl. When I was first told as a lieutenant colonel I'd be coming back to Washington, you know, you're not too pleased with that. I was ready to take over a regiment and win a victory for freedom. But they said, we're going to put you in the Senate for about 2 years, and then we'll send you down to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And I said, well, the Senate, now, like in Congress? And he said, this general said, yeah, I knew you were the right man for the job, Paul, because you're dumb. So I went there and stayed in the Senate as a Marine Corps liaison officer for 10 years, which was virtually unprecedented and will probably never be repeated again.
Well, in that time there, and it's true. It's like you said, it's usually a 2 to 3 year tour, and you ended up spending 10 years there. And there was obviously a reason for it, and that reason was the contacts you made and the service that you gave to the Marine Corps as being that liaison to Congress and the Senate.
Well, I would hope so, that we made a contribution and the Marine Corps benefited from that in the associations that we acquired during that time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, General. When we come back, we want to talk about you. You're the senior vice or executive vice president and director of Cassidy Defense for Cassidy and Associates. We want to talk about lobbyists, lobbying firms, and what exactly they are and what do they do.
Okay.
All right. This is Carl Lindebaugh here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our guest is Brigadier General Terry Paul, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Heating and Air, we're your local Carrier heating and cooling experts ready to install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. Right now with federal tax credits, local utility rebates, and manufacturer rebates, your total savings could add up to $3,400. Call Timberline now for a complete, honest estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Concerned about the respiratory health of your family? Give Timberline a call for a price on a complete duct cleaning, keeping your system functioning at maximum capacity and providing fresh air through your entire home or office. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at timberlinehvac.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, and we have the best warranty. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222. Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Easter brunch on Sunday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Entrees include chef-carved Baron beef, baked chicken breast, orange ruffy, a seafood arrangement featuring Dungeness crab, along with an array of trimmings and desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family and friends. Adults, $25. Children 5 to 12 years, $10. And 4 and under eat free. Reservations are preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Pull up a seat, place your bets, and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. His single-deck blackjack hand-pitched Moyer style, three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie-gal poker. Better yet, the notorious $500 blackjack races are back. Plus, new to the pit, one of the oldest and most popular casino games, Mini Baccarat.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection, and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading. Shop, shop, let it all out.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning on April the 12th, the week of cool April nights. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley, 244-1988. He puts in Dish Satellite. Don't dial the 800 number. Stay local. Stay local with Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite, 244-1988. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Keep your money local. Stay local. Shop local. B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Our guest is Brigadier General Terry Paul, United States Marine Corps retired, who is a member of Cassidy & Associates, is the Executive Vice President and Director of Cassidy Defense. Good morning, General.
Good morning.
And we're talking the lobby and what in a lobbyist firm.
And can a lobbyist firm. How darkened.
How dark.
Let me just share with the listeners one thought. If you any study of legislation, you can go back to our original First Amendment, which says you as a member of the country have the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances, meaning, and like other places in the world, you can go to your Congress, you can go to your president and say, hey, I don't like that, or I do like that, and that you don't have to ask to do that, you can demand to do that because it's your right guaranteed by the First Amendment. So a lobbyist is a natural progression from that act that says, just like if you're going to trial, you're going to take a smart lawyer with you. Well, if you're going to address the Congress, you might take a lobbyist with you because he or she knows the layout of the ground and know who to talk to and can do it more efficiently, if you will.
Well, a lobbyist also is, when they go there, it's they talk about contacts and that people that the Congress, the legislators, get to know lobbyists. And do they depend on them for both sides of an article, or do they depend on them for information that they don't get from their own people?
Well, I think that they have a good amount of staff that, of course, is on their payroll that can get them information. But if you want to be a quick study on any one topic, you ask for the barrage of lobbyists that are knowledgeable on that issue to come in and brief you. And you'll get the far left and the far right and some in between. So in a matter of a couple hours, I think you can get the essence of what this topic is and where people stand on it. And then you judge for yourself where you as a local congressman or senator, where you feel your heart is.
Well, when I got back from Iraq this last time, I was invited back by a veterans organization. And we went and visited our congressmen and our senators. And at the same time, as we were rolling in and then out, a group that was just the opposite of us was rolling in and out at the same time. I found it really interesting. You had both groups in there, one dressed in pink, and then the rest of us dressed in, the same shirts to talk about the same thing. And I assume that the Congress and our Congress people and our senators are have a lot of this happen every day.
Yes, it is. It's quite crowded. It's especially this time of year when every senior class is in town and carting through to really see the wonders and majesty of our government at work. And it's exciting to see, for me anyway.
With lobbyists, you know, the power. The lobbyists have power, would you say?
Well, I think the people have power. That's where the power originates. Lobbyists merely are an extension of that. In their own right, they're not very much, but when they represent, let's say, the NRA, they have lobbyists, or the AARP, they have lobbyists, and when you're representing a firm or an entity like that, you can be very, very powerful because you have all of those voters standing behind you. That's what determines clout, is when your client has the numbers that are going to influence a voter's outcome. That's what clout is in this town.
And this clout that we're talking about, I see what you're saying is that when you get into the large organizations and they've got their people pushing there, that but there's still, I mean, there's smaller organizations, cattle breeders, farmers, different types of farmers, and seems like different groups will probably have their own people there in the D.C. area, just to, if nothing else, to get what their message is across
try to fight for that time.
Exactly. Exactly. I would just, one thing come quick to mind was the Pell Grants. Pell Grants give college-age students a little bit of federal income in order to reduce their tuition fee. And it was threatened here a couple weeks ago that the Pell Grants would be cut by something like 15%. And I just found out this morning that after the Republicans in the House and the White House, they came together in a compromise, that the Pell Grants were retained, that they're established. So if you're a college or university out there, you're very happy to hear that, that now the Pell Grants, which provide income to their would-be students, has been made whole at the president's budgeted level. So,
oh, that's okay. That's good. You know, General, we need to, we're going to get back on schedule here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk, and since we're talking about money, I want to talk about the budget. Obama's going to be giving a speech tomorrow night to talk about cutting $1 trillion out of the budget and trying to get us back into some kind of semblance of order in our budget here in our country. And I just to hear some comments from you and from things that you've heard up there in D.C. All right, Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Psychology for Everyday Life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
How appropriate there, Bad Bob. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:23 in the morning, April the 12th, cool April nights. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Our guest is Brigadier General Terry Paul, United States Marine Corps retired, employed as the Executive Vice President and Director of Cassidy Defense, Cassidy Associates, back in D.C. When we left, you were talking about something out of the budget, General, about the Pell Grants. Of course, all the big news is that Obama is getting ready to make a speech. President Obama is getting ready to make a speech tomorrow night. And we are hearing anything about cutting $1 trillion out of the budget. We're hearing him say that cuts looks like they're going to be addressing Social Security and Medicare. What are you hearing up there?
Well, I think it's interesting that it's big news that President Obama is cutting his budget. I mean, this is the budget for fiscal year 2012, which he just delivered to the Congress just a few months ago. when in a State of the Union time frame. So, you know, 2-3 months ago, it's the budget that he delivered, and he says, this is the amount of money I want Congress to fund for so that I can run the government in fiscal year 2012. Now, a couple months later, he's gotten religion, and now he's coming back saying, well, I just found $1 trillion of which we can cut out. So I think that's moving in the right direction because somebody checked the checkbook and found that the balance is a zero figure. We don't have the money we're trying to spend now. But I went by Treasury building the other day coming into work, and they're working nights printing money. And now the dollar bill's got a Chinese guy's face on it. You know, we're out of buck, so we have to do something to cut back.
Okay. I know that one of the things they're going to address, and we're going to talk about it here in one of our other segments, and it's about military in the future. But I saw on one of the defense reviews is that we needed to keep the strength of the forces up, yet we start to keep cutting there. But him addressing the fact, and this is sacrosanct, I would thought, with the Democratic Party, is dropping or looking at Social Security and Medicare for cuts.
Well, my retort to that would be if you look at any real diagram of what we spend in a year, you will see that it falls into three major areas, is, you know, the large proportion of the expenditure, and that is, yes, defense is big, but the entitlement program, so-called entitlement, which are Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those take a huge amount, and we just got to look across the board instead of just picking on any one thing, in my mind.
I know that that's come out from the Department of Defense, that TRICARE, that people on TRICARE should be paying more for, their fees should be higher for the services for TRICARE.
Well, usually those are people who don't go to medical doctors with TRICARE that will say they need to pay more. You know, it's always about somebody else paying more than me paying more, and that's what we've got to come to grips with. We are now in this as a nation, and we all have to make some form of sacrifice if we're going to go forward.
And so the fact is that it looks like that, if we're going to get back on, if I'm understanding this right, and things that I read also, is if we're going to get back in shape, if we're going to get back online, is that we're going to have to make some cuts, and it's going to be hurting for a couple of years for everybody.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. But when you come to defense, Carl, we don't like to have a fair situation. You know, the old game of let's fight fair. I don't like fighting fair. That means the other side's got a good chance of getting me. I want to fight unfair. I want to have the edge. I want to have the best technology, the best trained troops. So when we do enter into those areas that we carefully select by which we use our armed force, that we're going to come out the clear master with low casualties on our side, the good guy's side.
Well, I'd like that too. We've got 3 minutes left in this segment, General. Let's talk a little bit about that then. To keep that advantage on our side takes a lot of times will take research and development. Is that right?
That's true, and that's the price you pay for having the cutting edge. You got to take an idea and work it to fruition so before you can really develop a weapon system that works and you can count on it.
And, you know, from what I learned is, you know, working for a small time in the Marine Corps Warfighting Lab, this is a years out type of endeavor, and to cut back on research now won't have an impact right now, but 10 years from now, when we need it, we won't have it.
Absolutely. It takes that kind of investment, and it's difficult. When you have that kind of investment, you know, some are going to succeed, but others are going to fail, and that's all part of the process.
I believe they had a lot of money cut out of the new Amtrak, the new armored personnel carrier.
Yeah, the Marine Corps took a hit. That was a program that I grew up on. It was at one time called the Amphibious AAAV, Advanced Amphibious Assault Vehicle. Now it's called the Expeditionary Fighting Vehicle, the EFV, and it became expensive enough that the Marines felt as if that was the only thing they were going to be able to buy. So they had to give that up and hopefully get a model that still is sufficient, but it's going to be less cost.
And how long had that
that vehicle been under work? How long have they been working
well,
with that program?
Carl, when I first went to the Senate in 1988, it was a program that just entered the R&D. So let's say it's over 20 years that we were screwing around with that. Don't forget that we had landing vehicle adopted in World War II overnight. Maybe they weren't the best, but they sure got our Marines ashore.
So it's over 20, gosh, 20-something years then for that one program and then have it end like that. But that's the. But that's also you know a part of it. We're going to have to take a break here in about, how long, Bob?
About 45.
About 45 seconds. You know, when we come back, I'd like to talk about more about the military, but also what's going on in Libya, what's going on in Afghanistan, you know, the cost of that, what you see from your position up there. And the fact is that in many cases, people don't even realize there's wars going on, and yet we come up and get into another one out there at Libya. So we'll be talking about that when we come back from the news. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It is 8:30. Our guest is Brigadier General Terry Paul.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The spending compromise agreed to Friday night to fund the government through October faces votes in Congress this week.
The chairman of the Republican Study Committee, Jim Jordan, just this morning announced that he would vote against this. Now, the Republican Study Committee is the most conservative coalition of Republicans in the House, so House Speaker John Boehner will need Democrats to pass it.
Fox's Carl Cameron in Washington. Floor votes on the compromise plan are expected Thursday. The Pentagon today saying NATO has not asked the U.S. to resume air attacks on Libya. Rebels were recently critical of NATO's effectiveness in the fight against Muammar Gaddafi. A call for calm in Japan. Prime Minister Naoto Kan saying leaks at the ruined nuclear plant have dropped. The international agency that monitors nuclear activity says radiation and food coming out of Japan is still within its safety standards. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jerry and Fred DeVent Reynolds. Listen to Bridal Talk every Sunday from 12 to 1 with Don and Robert, and visit us at jerryandfredseventreynolds.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, it offers award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like no other. Make a lifelong memory satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards, just a short distance from Reading. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. For lunch, dinner, or wine tasting hours, call Anselmo Vineyards at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. And we've been really, really excited. We have Brigadier General Terry Paul on the phone. And before we go back into the lines with the general, I would like to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Remember, this Thursday, during our fabulous week here for Cool April Nights, you can come and get a seat, free parking in the back, and hot dogs and all that good stuff that you just want to check out. And, excuse me, that's Friday for the cruise. Tobacco and Brew, where Espresso Joe's is inside of Tobacco and Brew. So let's go back to the lines, and we are so happy to have you back with us, General Terry Paul. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, General, one of the things being in the military and being engaged a lot, and we've been engaged in a war since 2001. And now we've just picked up another one in Libya. It seems like it's a war that doesn't get much play in the papers anymore, or the media. What about in D.C. in the Congress and the Senate? I mean, what do you hear about it back there?
Well, I'm burdened with my own personal belief that we should have let that one go by. That, you know, Libya, under whatever government, doesn't really threaten or affect us one way or the other. And we are very heavily engaged in Afghanistan. We're still very much engaged in Iraq. And we have to keep one eye open for the real potential enemy, such as Iran or North Korea, or China for that matter, is to say these are people who could do us harm for sure and affect the way our lives are, whereas Libya under any government doesn't directly affect us. So I would have let that one go by. I think we have to be careful of how we pick a fight. I would have let my good friends in NATO and all those European countries, let them try out their goodwill. They're always accusing us of doing one thing right or wrong. Let them give it a try, and then apparently with the NATO took it over, they didn't know how. So that's my thoughts on Libya anyway.
Well, you know, that's kind of along my same lines as, you know, I was applauding President Obama for not making a decision on that. And then once we got into it, putting people in harm's way at $1 million a day when we're still engaged heavily in Afghanistan, that type of warfare also doesn't seem, you know, it seems like we are just pounding one area, we leave it, come back, and have to take it again. And Afghanistan is a tough war, General.
Well, it is. And, you know, you go back in history and you find that it's much easier to get into wars and harder to get out of it unless you have just total annihilation of the enemy. That's still a very difficult war. We're still getting men killed over there, and we're having these terrible IEDs bring us havoc in the way of amputations and that, which are just terrible to behold. In Iraq, we still have a large number of forces tied down there. Wherever you have a U.S. footprint militarily, you've got a funnel of money going into that country, no doubt about it.
Do you, one of the questions here coming off the chat room is, do you see us putting any boots on the ground over there in the Middle East again? Libya, Israel, any of those places?
Well, my counsel would be not unless our national security depends on it. Again, this adventurous, let's do this, let's do that, for the good of what, it's so complex, is undecided. What is the government going to look like that finally takes over Egypt? The riots in Egypt now, today, are as much as when Mubarak was in power. So what did we gain by dethroning Mubarak? I've been a staunch friend of ours for 30 years. Look, these are not Class A guys. These are not guys that should belong to your fraternity back home. But, you know, Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela, he's my irritant. If we're going to knock off the next dictator, let's knock that guy off. We're just going around the world picking enemies, for crying out loud. But, you know, we seem to have a fixation that we're going to remold the Mideast out there, and I think that's a long, hard deal, and we got to look at our treasury, how much money we got left. You know, a senator, I won't give you his name, he told me many years ago, when the accusation was, it's about oil, it's about oil, and the counter-argument was, no, it's not about oil, and the senator says, I just heard it, it's not about oil. Well, that was the only good excuse I thought for us going over there. And that's probably true today.
Well, you know, the thing is that there are so many, you know, if you're going to go pick people to go attack, there are many other, you know, targets of opportunity out there in, you know, in Ivory Coast, Africa, you know, over in, the, you know, the Sudan. There's so many places and to get involved in that. And then the scary part is having been in NATO and seeing what happened, that they were unable to take over and run an operation there. For it took them weeks to try and halfway run it. Having been in NATO, I understand that. I saw what they were trying to do there and trying to get, when they tried to get their act together. Unfortunately, everybody depends on us, and we're at that point, in my opinion, where we have spent so much in gold and so much in blood that, you know, at what point is the American people going to say, you know, I mean, where are we going with this?
Well, we're going to hell in a handbag, I think, but we've got to stop that. Good people have to pull back on the throttle and say we're not going to engage in every situation in the world where there's a perceived adversary unless our national interests depend on it. We've got to beef up our military, rearm them with tomorrow's new technology in order to be prepared for that real threat that could touch our shores. That's the one that we got to watch out for.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Brigadier General Terry Paul, United States Marine Corps retired, works in the D.C. area. He's given us some insights about what he hears and what he sees up there in the denizens of the Senate and Congress. Carl Lindabot, and this is Free Fire Radio.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Do your customers react to your direct mail with indifference, if at all? I'm Jennifer Haynes, Marketing Director with NorCal Presort. Direct mail has been and will continue to be an effective tool to drive sales, currently at $556 billion. There is a program to follow to get results in direct mail. 1. Decide who your absolute perfect customer is and talk just to that person. 2. Give everyone you mail to a reason to do business with you, now, instead of your competition. 3. Design your mail piece, keeping United States Postal Service requirements in the mix. 4. Track your results. Talk to your customers as they respond and adjust your campaign for the next crucial step. Then repeat. We all have busy lives and need to be reminded. A program is just that, a program, and it must be repeated to maintain or build recognition with your customers. NorCal Presort knows how to save you time and money with your direct mail. Come and see us at 835 Industrial or call 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Even with gold tripling over the last 6 years and silver's recent doubling, there are still skeptics who will say, you can't eat gold and silver. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, fair enough. That's why in addition to buying and selling gold and silver, we also offer emergency food packs from Food for Health. These stackable pails with a 20-year shelf life contain a full menu of 200 vitamin-fortified adult servings. The best part is that for less than 50 cents per serving, you can get this food cheaper at the Patriot than you can directly from Food for Health. And that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your old gold and silver jewelry for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, Tuesday through Saturday at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza next to Roundtable Pizza, and get peace of mind today for less.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, DC Tim and a Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. I'm heading on down there today. Remember, Man's Last Stronghold.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 67 and 30% chance of showers this evening with a low temperature of around 45 degrees. We're always talking about what's happening with the show and shines and all the events on this fabulous week for cool April nights. Just going to call in today at Kubler's Furniture at the Shasta Center from 11 to 7. How many cars, Bob? I'm trying to find how many cars are showing up.
About 10 or 12 cars.
Yes, and there's Veterans Missing in America Project will be there serving hot dogs, and all the stores in Shasta Center are having a scavenger hunt with prizes, so head out there.
Our guest, Brigadier General Terry Paul, United States Marine Corps, retired. Welcome back, General.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, you know, it's, you know, one of the things we've talked about is, you know, with budgets and, you know, R&D and all that, but, you know, in our last segment, and then we'll turn you loose here, is what do you see the military, what's it going to look like here in 10 years?
Well, I think what's happened in the last 10 years has been a huge increase in the personnel costs of our active duty and of our reserve and National Guard people. And it's a huge number now because an extension of just beyond what you pay them, but in the health care costs for them and their family, retirement after 20 years of active duty, those type of things have a very long range bill-paying expense. So I think you'll see trying to do more with less in personnel, maybe more contractors, more mercenary-type forces, especially those things that handle the non-combatant type of functions that military do now. And you'll see a greater reliance always. We rely on the technology advances to come out with the new gee whiz bang thing that is going to surprise the enemy on the battlefield. And we've been pretty good at that, as long as we can keep that edge and keep up the investment in those R&D items.
Well, the you know, the part about doing less with you know, doing more with less. I know they cut out, they're cutting 20,000 out of the Marines, and I think 25,000 personnel out of the Army, and yet the type of warfare we're in right now is a manpower intensive type warfare. We've got to have boots on the ground.
Well, I think so too. I mean, look at the stalemate that you have in Libya right now. So all your technology, while you've got the edge, it cannot be applied because the enemy has just mixed in with the other combatants and you can't pull it out. So as much as we would like to think we've got the solution in a technology, that usually only lasts in the beginning and then it's negated because the enemy's cunning itself and mixes it up and you just can't carve it out then. Then you have to get your boots on the ground to be able to do that dirty job.
Okay, hey, we've got a question coming in from our listeners. So, John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Welcome.
Bad Bob, how are you?
Oh, great.
I have a question for the general. I was wondering if we could get his informed speculation on what the probabilities are that we are going to be under attack from some of the unaccounted for weapons-grade plutonium that has come out of the Soviet Union since its breakup.
Did you hear that, General?
Yes. And I have some knowledge and experience in that matter when I did my world travels in that. I know that that exists. I know that it's out there. It's only reasonable that some would get into bad egg hands at some point. I think we've been good. I think we've been lucky in our own national defense, our homeland defense, homeland security aspect of it. And you never know when the next shoe's going to drop. We still have unclosed borders, I think, and I worry about that. We've got big borders to cover, frankly. So, you know, it might not happen today, but I can't talk about tomorrow. The likelihood of that being out there is very real.
Thank you, General. I think we're on the same page.
Thanks, John. General, our last question is, we've mentioned it, you know, that the borders. Is there any strength in D.C. to close the borders?
Well, I remember a very good friend who wrote a book recently about the Iraq War, good book. His name was Duncan Hunter, ran for president a couple years ago. He lived down in San Diego, California. Duncan Hunter passed legislation when he was in the House of Representatives to build a fence, and his San Diego borders were closed, and the problems of theft, the drugs, et cetera, went down exponentially. So it's a real thing. A good fence makes a good neighbor. It's expensive, I guess, to run that across your southern border, and even more so in the northern border, maybe less necessary up there, I don't know. But some means of a fence or a virtual fence, I think, is necessary. You try getting into a country like Norway or Sweden, one of these peace-loving things, and you'll find yourself in jail for a long time overnight. They don't tolerate that stuff, yet we tend to do so. But that's a big deal to take. You know, I want to make one comment too, Carl, about AbLib for a minute, about our state of affairs here in Washington. We've got real conflict time. There's real tension in the air, and you feel it. It just vibrates in you. And I like to remind people that we are a diverse nation. People up in Shasta County, California, are different from those in Arizona, are different from those that live in Detroit, or the retirees down in Miami. We all have different wants and desires and what we want government to do for us. But a poll in November of last year, right before the election, showed that 56% of the people want to see compromise. 62% of those same people do not want their elected official to give an inch to the other side. So there you have it. The power is in the people's hands. We just want it our way. And we have to tell our elected officials, I think, a little different charter to say, hey, this is what I'd like to see, but I defer to you and your wisdom to cut the best deal you can. Or we're just going to have impasse, and chaos going forward for forever.
Well, you know, General, thanks. You know, that's a good way to end the show here on this one, and is that impasse. And we have to get past that. And if we don't, we're just going to continue to eat ourselves from within. And we can't do that. We're too good a nation for that.
Carl, thank you for your service in the Marine Corps, and my good friend Rivera's Anselmo up there at Seven Hills,
who's
a great Marine, too. So
yeah, our friend.
My best to all you up there.
Well, thank you so much, General, for everything that you've done.
Thank you for your wisdom and for being on our show.
Thanks for being with us today. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Brigadier General Terry Paul, United States Marine Corps, retired Executive Vice President and Director of Cassidy Defense. We're going to take a quick break here and come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about here. Right before we finish out, Take Back the Night, something that's right here, right now. This is Free Fire Radio.
Recently, my wife had her annual exam at MD Imaging, and she had said that she'd went and got a call back later that day. One of the technologists at MD Imaging said that they might have detected something. Through the course of the conversation, they told her that they were just double-checking things. She said she actually felt better than going the first time because the staff member reassured her that it's just precautionary measures. Upon the re-exam, nothing was detected, so it was a great sigh of relief for both my wife and I, and I'd like to personally thank MD Imaging and their staff for just taking the worries out of the whole process and just eliminating one big worry from our lives and putting smiles back on our faces.
Celebrating 60 years of service, MD Imaging brings together technology and compassion to gain life-saving knowledge about your health. MD Imaging. Trust.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
The Law Office of Patrick Beasley offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years to come. It must be done right. Pat Beasley and his team are ready to help. Confident, efficient representation from the Law Office of Patrick Beasley. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the program here in the last few minutes here on KCNR 1460. It's Linda Botten on the phone with me. I've got Angela Fitzgerald, and Angela's calling in to talk about an event that is happening tonight.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I heard you guys talking about doing more with less, and that sparked and it said, I need to call you and tell you about tonight.
Okay. Take Back the Night.
Yes. The 16th annual Take Back the Night, the Shasta Women's Refuge, the Shasta Family Justice Center, and the Crime Victims Assistance Center, along with many others, have gotten together and we're doing Take Back the Night to honor victims of crime. It's a family safety fair from 5 o'clock until 7 p.m.
Okay.
And free admission for the public. There's entertainment, there's fun children's activities, there's food, there's resource booths. And from 7 to 7:30 is an awareness march. And then from 7:30 to 8:30 is a tribute to survivors. And so I encourage everybody to come out tonight. It's at the downtown mall, the promenade area, and to come honor victims of crime and to take back the night to say we won't have this in our community.
Well, you have been such a resource for so many things, especially with the Family Justice Center, you and Casey and the crew over there, to really spend your time, your love, your dedication in creating something that is here. And so, again, tonight is another example of helping with the awareness of what's going on and what is available to those victims, survivors, let's say that.
Definitely. It's just an awareness to bring about that there are resources available and that there's help available and that there's compassion out there and there's people to help you and to just do something to change your life if you are a victim of crime.
The whole thing is people should not be afraid of the night. In our town, we should take back the night just like this is. You know, organize in your community, organize on your streets, organize so that you do take back the night. So your kids can walk down the street, that you can walk down the street without having to worry about some recalcitrant out there that's going to bother them. And it's not impossible. It just means organizing, you know, and getting the people together so that it is a feeling of safety.
Definitely. Thank and that's what tonight's about.
Thank you
for your support.
Absolutely, Angela. We'll get the word out.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
See everyone there.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. And so another great day here on KCNR 1460. We're going to close up the last part of the show. I've got tickets. I still have a handful of tickets for A Bench in the Sun, which is going to be for April 15th. These are $17 tickets. So first caller, just be calling in 605-4567. I'll give you four tickets to A Bench in the Sun, which is at the Riverfront Playhouse. I also have four remaining tickets. I'm trying to give these away, guys. So give a call, 605-4567, four remaining tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup, which is happening also on the same evening, April 15th. So we got two events. You can call in either one that you want, or two people can call. I've got two events. I've got A Bench in the Sun, and I have the North
How many
Arena tickets?
Tickets.
I got four tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup and four tickets for A Bench in the Sun.
Now, we have a diverse audience, so we should be able to give away tickets to just either a play or the rodeo.
Yes.
And you know what? That should be, you know, that's...
All right.
So and we're tied up with cars and motorcycles and such. Remember, today at Kubler's Show and Shine, from 11 to 7, we've got the MIA project there, Missing America Project.
Right.
Fred Scalante and the guys are going to be serving hot dogs. They're going to have a scavenger hunt with prizes.
What a week.
Yeah, and you know what? We've got Bob working over there. Here's the very last minute seconds going. I'm sorry. Hey.
We're just watching Bob, you know, because we wait till the last minute and we have people start calling in and then Bob's got to do other things.
You waited till the last minute. Hey, I thought that was really interesting with Brigadier General. Okay, Bench in the Sun goes to Annette.
Annette, you just won four tickets.
Congratulations, Annette. Yep. Four tickets will be here at 1326 Market Street. And now what is left is the Red Bluff Roundup.
Okay, so we've got Red Bluff Roundup. We got four tickets for that.
Be the caller right now, 605-4567. Even if we're off the air, we'll take your call. We've got four tickets.
I think we're about ready to get out of here.
Yeah.
Aren't we bad, Bob?
Meanwhile,
just remember, hey, this week, more show and shine. Hey, we're going to have American Graffiti here. We're going to have it all. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your year?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Late reports that the ousted Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, is hospitalized. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Police and Egyptian security officials saying Mubarak is in a hospital in the Red Sea resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, where he has been living since his ousting in February. This news coming after reports Mubarak had received a summons to appear in a Cairo court for questioning. Mubarak, 82, has suffered from ill health in recent years, with a recent gallbladder surgery as well. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. The devil of Friday's budget deal in the details, which are only just now emerging as Congress tries to get it on paper for a vote. Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Live in Washington.
And Lisa, that compromise spending bill cuts nearly $40 billion, but it's just the first of many upcoming fiscal fights.
Why would you continue to have the debt increase without making a fundamental change to it?
A Republican House Whip Kevin McCarthy arguing for deep budget cuts if Congress votes to raise the fast-approaching debt limit.
House Republicans have already